was funny.
We're just gonna start recording now, and we'll edit this later.
Yeah, right.
So we're going now. We're up. What are we talking?
Do you have the list?
Oh, let me pop the list up.
Since you spent 17 minutes. We're just gonna start rolling now,
and we're gonna do this.
No.
All right, we started rolling. We're recording.
You have to. Do what?
No, we're recording.
We are.
Okay. We'll edit this.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Make this sound professional.
This is gonna be a real wetter.
Yeah, good one.
Are you ready? We're not apologizing.
All right, team hands in. Ow! Bitch!
Oh,
now we move this one to not explicit. Or it is explicit now.
Yeah.
This is a good start. Welcome to the podcast here. The Pop Culture Rejects.
Yep.
Socially inept. Technically retarded. This is our podcast for June 26th, 2010. Or, as Mary calls it, Thursday. We welcome you for joining us. Our plan today is for summer movies.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
We're going to talk about summer movies today, and I will ask Mary this week, use your high voice, use your outdoor voice.
Yeah.
Speak loudly into this microphone. As we found, it's not omnidirectional, so you have to be near it. So when I come up close, go, excuse me, I have to ask you to turn your volume down, please, because I need a podcast starting now. And we stop talking.
Oh god, stop doing that.
Christ insists. I'd put the pod. See, if you sound it, it goes like that. It's just as soon as it gets closer to your voice, go, excuse me.
Oh god, why are you doing this to me?
Can you please help me? I need to, Okay, alright, summer movies. 2 minutes in. Just utter bullshit on this one. Sorry. Okay, summer movies, we're going to start back from this year, we're going to go back in time. Where do you want to start?
We'll start.
I have your list. She has an outline here that we're actually going to try and follow this week.
Okay.
Or we're just going to name a movie and the thoughts will be. All right, let's going to start with 2009, I saw nothing this summer so far.
You mean 2010?
No, you have 2009 on here.
Sorry. Well, that's because I've seen...
It's Thursday, everybody. 2009 you have on your list.
Yeah.
Your first movie on your list.
You know what? In 2010, the only movie I've seen is Get Him to the Greek. So,
is that a summer movie?
Yes.
Well, it did just come out.
Yes.
All right. 2009, the movie Up. Go ahead. I didn't see this one.
You didn't see it? You're going to sit this out?
Nah, when we get to a movie I've seen, go ahead. All right, the movie Up. It's what I've seen of it. It's a Disney movie. It's about balloons. Go.
You would make me do this now. It's like a super serious movie.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's Disney. What's
it is a Disney movie, but it's like, I mean, it's very sad.
What's it about? I know some people had a wedding based off of it.
What?
That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yeah.
Did the wife die?
Probably at the ceremony. I love you. I love you. That was it. All right. So, Up. I've not seen that one. What's it about? It's a sad movie, you said.
Yeah, can't we start with a comedy or something?
Okay, we'll move on to the next one on your list.
Let's talk about something else.
All right, let's
I'm sorry. He's been making awful jokes for the last hour.
Let's talk about the next movie on your list. It's a wholesome family movie, Terminator 4.
I liked it. Have you seen Terminator?
No, when I get to one that I've seen, we'll get to it. Go ahead.
Why don't we talk about what you've seen?
Because we're going to get to 1997. Go.
Go! Go to 1997. We're starting at 1997.
Let's work back. 1997.
Crap.
This is within our lifetimes. Con Air. I saw that movie.
I did too.
But I did not see it until 2001.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great movie. I can remember a teddy bear in a plane. That's really it.
It's a bunny. What? John Cusack was in it.
Oh, that's right, where
he played an
air traffic control guy, right?
No, that's Pushing 10.
Oh.
Is
that where he played the golf, he was the golf player with Kevin Costner?
No, that's 10 Cup.
I can't think of a movie to go continue the bit with.
I know. I really like John Cusack, so.
I know, you have your poster on his wall.
On his wall?
Yes.
I'm the stalker.
Exactly.
Yes.
I would have realized now that if you had Tiger Beat magazine, I'm sure it's still around now. If it didn't have,
you know, actually all the Justin Bieber I did have that. Tiger Beat magazine. I had gotten a few when I was in middle school, and everybody who was in it is now dead. Jonathan Brandis.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
Corey Haim. Dead. Dead. It's the cover. I wish I had kept it because
If you had gotten saved,
we could be having a podcast just about that because it was.
And goes to our Dead Celebrity podcast that we did 3 months ago.
Yes, that we yeah
never made the air. All right, 1997 Face Off.
We didn't even finish talking about Con Air.
We're moving on.
Why?
We have 37 minutes. We don't have an hour and a half on this one.
Yeah, I know, but...
You just want to talk about John Cusack and how you just want to take about... and just... No. Just like there.
No, but... I just like Con Air.
No. Oh, you like the dryer?
It's a funny movie. It's funny. It's action-packed. You got Nicolas Cage with his long locks and they're all, you know... Super shimmy. He's like,
Is that the movie where he dies of a heart attack?
No.
Oh. Is that the movie where he's a murderer?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right. That's right.
This is a terrible podcast.
Men in Black. Saw that one in the theater.
Yeah, I like the ride at Universal.
It is a great ride.
It is.
I know how to cheat on that ride.
Apparently.
It's not hard to cheat. There's a button that says push.
Well,
the button.
You know what? I'm a tard, so we've already established.
You just can't shoot. That's all. You can't shoot.
I apparently can't do anything.
You can't do anything. I'm surprised you're able to drive yourself here. How is he? He's like, I put on cruise control and I leave, and I hope for the best.
Fuck you! I don't even know how to use cruise control.
Of course you don't.
No, of course I don't.
Not even a bit. My Best Friend's Wedding.
I saw that in Marco Island. God, this is a terrible podcast.
What movie is that about?
What's
the movie about?
It's the one with Julia Roberts and she's got and Cameron Diaz.
Is this a movie where she laughs?
Yes, she does laugh. It's where she's going to marry her best friend.
Best friend is a prostitute.
Sure, why not? I believe he played one later on in that movie with Deborah Messing where I said she should fall off a train platform.
Oh, we call that movie Real Life.
Cold.
1996. We move.
Wow, we're really.
We're gonna blitz through this because we've got. We have other things to talk about.
Yes.
1996 has the movie Twister that I saw in the theater front row.
Yeah, I did too.
Front row.
I think we've already discussed
with
this.
The subwoofers.
Yes.
Awesome,
Bill Paxton.
Awesome movie. The only downside, and I agree with comedian Tim Wilson on this, that the tornado could rip a nail out of a 2x4. But could not get a bra and tank top off to Helen Hunt. I'm amazed by this. And then, wasn't the wife in the movie, was it Ernest Goes to Camp? Wasn't that the doctor?
What, Jamie Goetz or sure. Gertz or whatever? She was in The Lost Boys.
Oh, I didn't see Lost Boys. I know it has...
It has the dead Corey in it. Well, actually it has both Coreys in it. The dead one, yeah.
The one Corey.
R.I.P. Corey. I like him.
1995, Clueless. Dead celebrities galore in that one.
Yes.
Dead celebrities galore and dead celebrities careers. And careers of celebrities who are alive that should be dead.
Really?
Stacey Dash.
Oh, wow.
Dragon Society.
Is that a movie?
No, that's anytime it's on her license. Location, Dragon Society.
Such an asshole.
You know what? That's all right. I'm fine with that. Stacey Dash, Brittany Murphy before she became a skinny waif and died of diabetes.
She didn't die of diabetes. What'd she died of pneumonia. Quote, pneumonia.
Oh, like Rock
She
Hudson.
Died on my birthday. Happy birthday. Guess what? Brittany Murphy's dead.
A lot of people die on your birthday.
Probably.
What? Oh.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean.
Oh, who died on my birthday, though? Huh? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Did he die on my birthday?
I don't know, but...
When did Heath Ledger die?
Sometime in January.
Oh. That was right around your birthday, then. But.
I don't know. Michael Cera was born on your birthday.
And
Jonah Hill
was born on yours.
I know. We just found this out recently. It's kind of funny.
So in celebration of that birthday, I'm going to do the
rest of... We can talk about Superbad.
I'm going to do the rest of the podcast, like Michael Cera, and you can do it like Jonah Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Is that my penis?
Am I do this podcast? I don't know. her. This podcast sucks. I apologize, people. There was another way to follow up Breaking Bad with this. Breaking Bad had a subject we discussed in depth the first 6 minutes of the pilot. It was awesome. This week is just horrible. This week...
I just talked this and say, I apologize for what we've done. We did not have to do this, but we did anyway. And let's say, can you come back and help me get this couch in the van? Need you to need some help because my own arm's a bit broken.
Okay, stop with the fucking silence of the lamb. You could help
me. Okay, well,
that was not a summer movie.
It should have been. It came out
in February.
See, I don't remember these facts at all.
I don't remember these at all. The Mask. Now available on Netflix streaming.
Is it?
It is.
Do you like that movie?
I didn't care. I saw it in the theater. It wasn't...
I saw it, too. I didn't...
It was like I was expecting...
I never really cared for it.
I was expecting Ace Ventura. Ha ha.
When did Ace Ventura come out?
Like, 93.
Did it come out in the summer? Probably. We're just gonna say it did.
Let's just say, for the theory, it took place in Florida, in Miami. Miami is warm, like in the summer, therefore it's a summer movie.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Ace Ventura. Let's...
Why not? You know what? This... Who's ever listening to this has turned it off by now.
And if you're still listening... Thanks. And if you are still listening...
We're done. We're
we finished this podcast. We don't even know if we're recording. Meanwhile, I'm having my girly strawberry daiquiri while we talk about Sex in the City.
Sex in the City was a summer movie.
Was it?
It was.
Should have been. Oh, right, it was.
Did you want to... Have you seen it?
No, and I...
You want to keep it that way?
What possibly would I have to gain by seeing that movie? Would I want... to more put a bit in the mouth of Sarah Jessica Parker and lead her along in Central Park. She goes, come on. Talk about that, her.
You can talk about
Cynthia 50, Nixon.
52-year-old.
Married a 55-year-old boy.
Yeah, you know, I got a guy to not see that movie. I said, wait. Because he was going to come with us. I went with, a couple other girls to see Sex in the City, and they were, and the guy, the one's boyfriend was going to come, and I was like, are you sure? Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, wait, yeah, you can come. You can see Kim Cattrall's 51-year-old boobs. And he was like, yeah, I gotta go home.
I gotta go home and wash my grandmother.
Yes.
That just reminded me.
Wow.
One of the movies were in the summer. We've got the list here, but I'm pretty sure there's a few we've missed.
I'm sure.
I don't remember the summer months for going inside of a theater. That was the time you were outside, running,
yeah,
playing
right.
Games.
Okay.
I did. I used to run once.
Did you?
And then I became a fat 12-year-old and started watching wrestling. That's what I did with my life.
So that was your summer?
My summer was, Daddy, it's hot. Turn on the air conditioner. We're not made of money. Dad, it's hot. Why don't you go outside? Okay. And then I go mow the lawn, and then I just disappear for about 4 hours. I don't remember the summers that much. I never did much in the summers. I had to go to summer school once, but
did you?
I didn't go to movies that much because it wasn't. You know where I are now is where I live most of the time. Going in the middle of nowhere to go to a theater, because the theaters are the same amount in Gainesville now as there ever were. Not the same owners, but. You've got one in the Oaks Mall, and you've got the one on Newberry Road that used to be the Dollar Theater, and then you've got the one on the far side. It's a drive and an adventure to go somewhere, and, we couldn't even go to the video store. We didn't have a video store, so we'd not watch movies during the summer. I didn't see Twister. It happened to be in 96 when I lived in Georgia, where there was a theater in, not far from my house in Dalton. Good place to live was that place. Birthplace, Marla Maples. That's all I know about that. What did you watch in the summer? So what movies have you seen recently in the summer? Last year, aside, this all you saw was, let's see...
Actually, I didn't see Up in the theater. I rented it, but I did...
But you counted a summer movie when it came out.
I did. It made a big impact on me when I watched it.
What's it about? What's Up about?
Well,
spoilers for people who have not seen Up, including myself. Spoil me.
So you want me to spoil?
Go ahead and spoil it, because I'll never see
it. You'll never watch that? You should. I mean, it's about an old guy. They started off, I know, they do kind of this montage of him and his wife, or he's a child and he meets his future wife, and they do this montage of, like, married life, and the music is just beautiful. It's just so, oh my god, it's, like, so emotional. It's just this animated sequence of their life together, and then she dies at the end of it. It's just, like, a 4-minute segment, and it's, like, I was in tears at the end of it, and then after that, it's him living alone, and this kid, he's, like, a Boy Scout, they call it something else, and he comes to his house, it's been a while since I've seen it, but he ends up going,
So, from what I can understand of this movie so far, you spend the first 4 minutes
the first couple of minutes,
you're like, oh my god, she's dead, and then you spend the rest of the movie watching this
widow. No, I mean, it's a very moving thing, because they're building the city, they're trying to buy his house out but instead he wants to move his house because he had the dream with his wife to go live, like, on this mountain waterfall thing.
Were they going to move the house with balloons?
Right. And the Boy Scout gets trapped on it.
What?
Can I just talk about the montage? Jesus.
I'll just talk about the form montage and then just dissolve into a puddle here. Go ahead.
No. We're talking about something else. Up is a good movie. Everybody else has seen it except for Nick, I'm sure.
I will never see this movie.
Because you'll be crying. Because
like every Disney movie, it starts with some sort of death. Lion King.
Finding Nemo.
Bambi.
Finding Nemo was a summer movie. Lion King was a summer movie. Actually, yeah. They're probably all summer
movies. Finding Nemo on the list. I saw that one in the theater.
Yes. Probably with me.
I bought the DVD.
Did you cry? A little bit?
No, because Ellen DeGeneres, I was thinking, that's odd. That's pretty ironic, a fish eating. Anyway, hey,
you know
Spider-Man 2.
I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2 is awesome.
I didn't see it. I tried to get you to go see Spider-Man 3, but you wouldn't. I didn't put that on the list because it's just a terrible movie.
Saved.
It came out in the summer. I didn't know this, but...
It has Mandy Moore.
It has Macaulay Culkin in it.
That's all I know.
You should watch it. You probably like it.
A lot of things you'd think I'd like that I've found out I would not. Three words. Not a summer movie. Igby Goes Down.
Oh, God. That is...
That is a horrible movie.
No, it is not.
No. It's well done. It's well done, but it's a horrible movie in the sense that I've never had a movie fuck with your emotions that much.
So here's the deal.
You freeze to death as you watch the movie and you leave the theater shaking.
So here's the deal. The DVD, I was going to save this. I was going to save
We're
this.
Doing it now.
I was going to... Yeah, this is what this... It's become me tripping over what Up is about. It's a fucking Pixar movie and I can't even give a plot of it. But it's going to turn into this whole cry fest.
I'm not going to cry.
Oh, okay. Well, I was gonna save this and do it as part of our Scott Pilgrim versus the World podcast.
No, because I don't want to be watching something good and then have that bring me down. If I'm going down, we're going down right now.
We're going down now because
this podcast is already
It was
down.
In the toilet before we pressed record.
We're number 13,000 on Podomatic. We are going to shoot for 26,000 today.
Okay.
All right, so Igby Goes Down.
It's not a summer movie. No.
No, and it should have been because I maybe have been... It would not reflect your emotions as you left and watching it. It's the summer now, you can watch it. I wouldn't advise it. If you like story, it's a great film. If you're into realism, just don't, because it's way too realistic. You think you're watching a documentary. That's how well it's done.
Well, it's pretty much, if you've read Catcher in the Rye, it's the closest thing you're going to get. I think now they're trying to get the rights to make the movie now that he's dead, but,
Catcher in the Rye?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they never made a...
It's not even aware they never did.
Well, this is the closest thing to it, basically. It's like a teenager, he runs away from military school and from his family to New York City, and he stays in the loft of his godfather, and that's... So the You really want to talk about you really want to go down this road. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the look on Nick's face, and he's like,
"It's called sense memory."
God,
I remember.
He's
a
seen
lot
this,
of things
this
about
mov-
this movie. I only saw this movie once.
This movie,
and I can remember everything about
this
it.
Movie
That's how
came
good
out,
the movie is.
Listen, it came out in 2002.
I can remember.
I took
it
Nick to see it because I thought he would like it. I was like, oh, no, it's a good movie. He'll
she didn't
like
know
it.
Me very well then.
No, I didn't. And I will, I had just, actually now, before we did this podcast, I was talking to him about Youth and Revolt, and I was like, yeah, you might like it. And he kind of cut his eyes at me like, oh, I don't know, it sounds a little, you know.
I had a word.
Questionable, you know.
I had a word come to mind. It began with the letter C. End of a T.
Oh, God.
And it was just an unattractive word.
Yeah, we're not going to use it here because we've already used some unattractive words, and there are probably more to come, so.
There's more to come, but that's the movie.
Since we're going
to
talk about Igby.
That was the word that when I saw this movie, if I could have said it through my bawling eyes and quivering lips, I would have. I never saw this movie again.
Well, let's continue. So the movie, I mean, the movie's got a lot of people in it. It's got... Igby is played by Kieran Culkin, and I, for one, like, when I saw the movie, I really liked Ryan Phillippe and I wanted to see the movie for him. He plays his brother, and, I mean, I came out of the movie kind of saying, holy shit, I mean, Kieran is just an awesome actor, and, I mean, ever since, I've just kind of been in awe of him. Like,
saw him on Broadway.
I did. I went, was an off-Broadway show.
Well, still.
He's an excellent actor. And, when we talk about Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I mean, because he's in it, he plays Wallace Wells, and I think he's going to be awesome. I think he's going to be great in it. I mean, it's just...
You came out of the movie with that impression.
I did. And Nick came out...
I came out of the movie because
he's going to
shut the heat off. God. That's a fucking movie.
I know. And you know, it's a movie is billed as a comedy.
What?
Seriously.
Who wrote that movie?
This guy who was in Pulp Fiction. He had Flock of Seagulls hair.
Oh, who billed the movie? Who billed it as a comedy? Because that wasn't even
know.
A dark comedy. There was no humor
in
it.
It was dark. It was, well,
where
yeah.
was the humor?
Maybe we should watch it again. Well, anyway, so the kid, he runs away
Aren't
from middle...
country western singer?
He runs away from military school. Because his mom has put him in military school because he's such a, you know, fuck-up kid. And he goes to New York. He ends up staying at his godfather's loft, kind of with his, like, druggy mistress. And, you know...
Played by Amanda Peet.
Right. And there's the Nick's favorite scene.
The only scene that I can remember with... Not with fondness, but just going, that was a decent memory. When... All of the main characters in the movie are, for some reason, one morning after she almost dies. Spoiler. She's...
Well, no, that's before.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mixed it up. I can remember
the thing. I'm sorry, you only saw it once 8 years ago, so...
I know, but this is how much of it... This is how... It was a great movie. Don't get me wrong. I mean, for a movie to have that kind of impact this long later, that I saw it just the once.
That is what this podcast... We didn't plan for this, people. We did not...
I've butchered this up,
and now we're going to talk about Igby Goes Down, because
that's
why
right.
not?
You fucked up, so we're going to move on to this.
It's highly explicit.
We're
going
to move on to a movie that fucked me up.
Yeah.
So Amanda Peet plays the druggy mistress, and so they all stay at the apartment, her and Kieran, and who was the person who takes them in?
Jared Harris is her kind of friend. He's like the artist friend.
Okay.
And he's kind of her, not her dealer, but she's a heroin addict. So one day she overdosed. Well, that was after the scene, but she's getting ready to go out. She wants to go out with, she's the mistress of Jeff Goldblum, and Jeff Goldblum's like this rich, wealthy man, and he has his wife who's, you know, she's not all with it, but she kind of wants to try to be that, Amanda Peet's character. So she gets dressed up and she goes to this restaurant and meets him, and she's dressed up in this kind of image that she thinks he wants. And he doesn't want that in her. So when she comes back, she overdoses on heroin. And Kieran Culkin's character, he finds her and, you know, he calls the ambulance. He calls his godmother, the Jeff Goldblum's wife. And then they go to the hospital. And that's kind of before that scene, before that, when she's getting ready, is Nick's fond memory.
It's not even fond memory. It's the one positive that I could find in the movie.
Because she's getting ready. She's topless.
I had to look for one positive later on in this movie. That was it. That was the one positive.
Well, the characters in it, and all, I mean, they're not very likable. But to me, they're real. People aren't likable. In real life, you know, people have flaws. They're not going to be, all sunshine and puppies shit and rainbows, so you know, every day.
You have the good brother there. You have the father who's crazy.
The father is crazy. And the mom is crazy. She's on drugs. She has breast cancer. So, you know, he's a screwed up kid, and he's mad at the world, and he's very cynical, and he goes to New York, and he meets this girl.
Played by Claire Danes
and her bitch. Infamous... she's the biggest bitch in the world to Nick now, and she's got her infamous... He's gonna stab me.
I got a spoon, so I'm gonna make it hurt.
He's gonna stab my ass. You know what? You know whose idea it was?
You know what? But we need to get it out of the way. We're never having a future podcast about this one.
It'll come up.
No, it won't.
It will.
No, this is it.
Are you sure?
This is my therapy.
Okay. Well, then who knows how long this is going to be.
Claire Danes, bitch.
So he meets Claire Danes. They have a nice little doobie in the park, and they have sex, and they, you know, he's in love with her. He wants to go to California with her, and she says she's going to go with him, and he goes to take his GED and everything, and I must also, you know, mention that he keeps getting his ass beat because he's a smartass, and he, you know, he's slapped around by his shrink, he's slapped around by his mom.
That's impressive to see him slap him in the
honestly,
face.
If you want to see a Culkin beat up on screen by, like 10 times, watch this movie, because he's beat up.
Everybody beats him up.
Yeah, everybody beats him up. I mean, he's beat up by Jeff Goldblum. It's a really shocking scene. It's not very graphic, but, because the way they block it, but he beats his ass just for... And they say, you know, it was a breach of contract was the reason that he beat his ass. Because he slept with Amanda Peet. Or Amanda Peet basically rapes him. That's one of the...
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know... Or he's like, you've been pissing in the well from which you drink. And then he punches him in the face. I mean, that's... Honestly, it's very... It's a shocking movie, kind of.
As you watch it, you forget... That is a movie. You think you're watching...
You're watching
documentary filmmakers. Well,
and let me get to the scene. We're going to get it out of the way because Nick... This is what apparently fucked Nick up. I mean, and I have parts of the movie... I mean, like I said, it's billed as a dark comedy. Kieran Culkin was not...
I saw no comedy in this movie.
There's some lines in it that are, I guess...
The breach of contract one would be funny.
I mean, there's some parts of it that are played for comedy. For the most part, it's a drama. I mean, to me it is. He was nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy, so go figure. Yeah. But there is a scene, kind of, I want to say, towards the end.
Kind of very near the end.
There's two, or maybe even three, really big scenes for him. Because it's a movie that shows, like, his range. Because at the beginning it shows him kind of being, like, he has comic timing. But then towards the end, there's a scene where he has to go, it's after the scene he's beat up by Jeff Goldblum, because I watched this movie recently, so he goes to Claire Danes' apartment. Her name is Sookie in the movie, and he's trying to get her to, Nick is gonna kill me.
No, please continue. I'm not sitting here sharpening anything at all.
No. Oh, no, because when I tried to reenact this shit for him last weekend, he was just like, I should kill you right here. No, but he goes to her apartment, and he tries to get her to go with him, and it's a very powerful scene.
It's played through a doorway.
Yeah, he's banging on...
Sookie's having her emotions on one side and going like, oh, way. Can't be with you.
It's a very raw, it's a very emotional scene, and it's the moment in the movie where I said, holy shit, this kid is a good actor. I mean, it's very good.
He bangs the door, bloodies his knuckles, cries.
He slams his head against the door. I mean, he's like, you know, they're rigid, they're cold to the fucking bone or something. It's very good. I mean, and he's just, there's a moment where he's like, I'm scared. And it's, and apparently Nick can't handle it.
No, not at all.
And it turns out she was, not at all. Well, she was screwing the brother.
No.
Yeah.
He was the, well, he's the,
but
he's the good kid who, and then the brother, and then the brother say something about it? Like, what did you expect, or something like
something,
that.
Yeah, it was something like that. Because like, he comes out of the door, you know, and he's
just, yeah, that's when he goes, he does open the door. He just like, has that look
of like, yeah, I don't remember the that word for it, but it was just kind of like, you know, and then he just, so, I mean, that was the moment in the movie. I was just like, you know, he's a, so I've always, I've been waiting, ever since, I've been waiting for him to come out with kind of a follow-up to that. Cause
no, well, this is the Scott Pilgrim.
Scott Pilgrim versus the world, I guess, but.
Yeah. Let's see, so then they have to, the mother wants to be sort of put down.
Right, well, the movie, actually, the movie opens with, it opens with an assisted suicide of Igby and the brother Oliver. They're assisting their mother in a suicide. She does, you know, she's got breast cancer and she's like, I'm not gonna live like this. So they show, they play that for comedy. They put it, they try to poison her and then they end up putting a bag over her head to that's pretty shocking, you know. And it, like I said, I saw this movie in the theater. Well, you saw it. I took, and then I took Nick to see it.
I saw it in the theater.
And he's like, I hate you. I hate, why am I friends with you? I don't know.
Eight years
and now, later. And now he's not going to be my friend anymore. This eight podcast later, is probably canceled after today.
8 years later, it's going to be the, you're fired.
Yeah, I'm dead.
You're fired.
I'm probably dead after today. I'm.
You're dead after I unpause the record, I hit the record.
You better go find yourself a plastic bin. Don't put me in the bathtub because.
No, I have a little road here called Tyler Grade. I just,
oh, okay.
Off you go. Just go. That's it. Gone.
That's it. Gone.
So they assisted suicide the mother, and Kieran has yet another powerful emotional
scene.
Oh,
God. And that's the one I hate. The one at the end. I
her mean, beating her corpse.
Yeah. So at the end of the movie, after he's defeated at Sookie's door, and Nick is in the corner of the theater crying.
I'm sitting there going,
I hate you.
I
hate my life.
You know the worst part about it too, not even so much as what the movie was real? Guess when they shut the heat off in the theater.
Right at that point.
Right before that, and so now you're in a cold theater, watching a cold scene.
We should watch this movie.
No.
We should watch it now. We should do a live pod. We should do...
Because this podcast will be used in evidence in my murder conviction.
Well, let's see.
So they killed.
I mean, after that, he becomes kind of a drug dealer for the Jared Harris character for Russell, and then he ends up having he ends up kind of not really making up with Sookie, but they're just kind of, I mean, this, to be honest, this movie doesn't really have a whole lot of story. It's kind of just
played for all for emotion.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like one of those slice of life. You know, it kind of jumps all around. And they go, so he ends up going back, you know, he's got it, they bring us full circle at the end where he has to go home with his brother and they kill their mother. That's what they say. That's a line from the movie. And they go, you know, so, you know, they show it after. And there's a part where he through the whole movie, he talks about how much he's hated his mom and he's hated, you know, just because what she's done, she did to his dad and how she put him in military school. And so at the end, you see this release of emotion, and it's terrible. I mean, it's just awful.
Well, man, remember, partway through the movie, he realizes he's going to turn into his dad, possibly.
Yeah, and his
you
dad...
You and me, old man.
And his dad is...
You
is,
and me.
His dad is now in a mental institution, and he's...
He got sent that way
and
by
that's
his
another,
mother.
That's another kind of power. It doesn't get to me as much as the two big scenes.
It's just with him sitting on the... You know,
where he's, like, looking in the mirror, and then the one where he's kind of sitting there, you know, it's... The
shower door breaks.
Oh, they do the flashback to the... Because the dad is played by Bill Pullman. They've got lots of people. The mom is played by Susan Sarandon. Jeff Goldblum is the godfather, D.H. Amanda Peet is...
just actors galore in this
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, lots of people. Time. I mean, it's a smaller movie. I mean, not a lot of people have heard of it.
No, when we were in the theater, it was just me and you.
I think there were a few other people.
No, I don't. I
you're like, no.
I shut them out. I'm fairly certain they weren't there.
No, it was real life. But anyway, at the end, you know, he's got this release of emotion after his mom has died. And, you know, he starts beating up the corpse and he's just, you know, wailing on her and he's crying. And it's hard for me to watch it now.
To me, that's played more for comedy than
anything. Oh, come on.
That's just
it's,
funny.
You're just saying that. Cause
it made me feel better.
Did it?
Yes.
I think... Because of the time
with my political leanings, I was happy to be seeing Susan Sarandon being punched. Not now, though.
Not now. You never want to see the movie again. I get it.
No. And maybe I'll see it. Probably. You know, if you ever seen the movie Soylent Green?
I haven't.
Oh. Well, there's an unfortunate way to say that, is they show you a movie right before they kill you. That's the movie that we'll be playing. Right before you die. And get turned into green crackers. All right, so let's turn from summer movies on to let's just get Igby out of the way so I did not have that. Next week, we're going to watch...
Well, come on.
Next week, Two Girls, One Cup.
No, we're not watching that. You have to admit, I mean...
I told you it was a great movie. If I can remember it 8 years later on one viewing, that's it. I didn't watch it again. You gave it to me.
Well, it was like a pirated version.
Should have been... Should have turned
me in. I mean, honestly, watching it now, I mean, a lot of things about it aren't, you know, when I saw it 8 years ago, I thought it was just a great movie. I mean, now I watch it, I don't think it's as good, but I still think that Culkin was great in it. I mean, I think that he deserved an Oscar nomination. It's just it's a great performance from him. It really is. And that's about all I
believe he's one of America's finest actors in that movie.
I think Nick, I mean, it brought Nick to tears.
It did, and I have a few movies that have done that over time. Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Muriel's Wedding. Babe. Charlotte's Web.
13 Going on 30.
God, what was that movie with, Airport 77. Brought me to tears, you know? Dean Martin. I'm a drunk, I'm dead.
I don't know what we're talking about next week.
I have no idea.
Whatever it is, it's not going to be...
It's not going to be this. It's going to be a little bit better.
How many minutes have we gone?
We've gone 37, so we're about right. Yeah, we'll keep it in line.
We started out talking about...
We started out when we started out the record just bombing.
You're like, I'm just going to press record, and whatever happens, happens.
That's right.
We're going to spend the whole podcast going, don't have to do this.
Let's put that movie in the outro. Let's say thank you very much for listening, everybody. Next week, we will have poetry reading. And we will...
Next week, we're going to talk about...
Actually, next week, if we do this right...
We might have a guest star.
We might have a guest star. Our secret weapon. We're not going to put dates on future podcasts. So you never know when we did them. So
who knows what it could be? It could be anything.
We could do one over anything. I'd advise the one person that we have that listens right now, Mr. Michael. I want your suggestions, sir. I want your suggestions on what you want to be done.
Because we're not doing it on anime.
We can't do it on anime because you've already done your YouTube rant. And I can't do that for you.
We can do it on manga. We can talk about Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
We're going to, but the movie's not out yet.
Yeah, we have to do a kind of a hand in hand with the movie. And Nick didn't want to combine the Igby podcast with the.
I don't want the Igby podcast to be by itself because
you don't want Scott Pilgrim to be sullied by Igby.
Exactly. I don't think that would be good for either of us.
No.
So we're going to close out the podcast for today. And I
can't believe we went 37
minutes. I want to thank you for so much for listening once again. We thank you for your continued support. For any new listeners.
Let me just say, this has kind of been some drinking podcasting, too.
Yeah, but you know what? It's delicious. I had a strawberry daiquiri.
I had some kind of margarita thing.
You had margarita with lime. Salt.
There was no salt in there.
Well, there should have been. They eat margaritas, you heathen.
We didn't go for an hour and 25 minutes.
No, but once again...
Talk about the first 10 minutes of the pilot.
Once again, I was going through the podcast yesterday, the Breaking Bad one, again. Every time I clicked it, you were talking. I clicked it an hour and 14 minutes, and I heard my voice.
You talked a lot in it.
I talked very little. I just went, the show, it's the guys on it. And the guy gets, You don't have to shoot me in the face. Just point that gun away.
That's what everybody else is saying.
From my face.
I don't even know why there's an argument on whether he's dead or not.
Well, the argument would be...
He's dead.
He's dead. Check what Vince Gilligan says. We're not going to say the character that's dead.
Wait.
But one character is dead.
But we have an update on that one. With the article on Fark said, it said, AMC invites fans of Breaking Bad to suck it.
That's right, because that show's not coming back till July of next year.
That's right.
Now Mary understands why I wait for shows to come out on DVD.
I understood
3 years later.
I
wait till goddamn July.
Now you do. I've ruined your life.
First, you did.
First I show you Igby Goes Down, and 8 years later I make you watch Breaking fucking Bad.
10 years later, you're going to have me take a vasectomy with a weed whacker. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to intro, or we already intro. There's going to be no intro. It's going to be a cold intro. You're going to go, what the fuck am I listening to?
Who knows what we're going to have coming out.
Going out, it's going to be a little bit of everything, so thanks for listening. And for all of you that didn't listen, y'all can go to hell.
Driving in the sun, looking out for number one. California, here we come, right back where we started from. Well, hustlers, grab your guns, your shadow weighs a ton. Driving down the 101. California, here we come, right back where we started from. California. Nothing's gonna stop me now. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. A pedal to the floor, thinking of the war. Gotta get us to the show. California, here we come. Right back where we started from. California.